KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Police Minister Senzo Mqunu says the police service continues to be the shield between law-abiding citizens and criminals and other lawbreakers. He addressed officers today at the National Police Day in Durban.
You are the first line of defense during the day. You are the first line of defense during the night in our fight against crime, in our fight against corruption, and in our fight against lawlessness.
He thanked the men and women in blue for their service.
You, as South African police, bear the immense responsibility of ensuring peace, maintenance of order, and bring justice to those who seek to undermine our nation's security. Every day, you put your lives on the line, facing unimaginable dangers to safeguard our communities.
An average of 4 children are killed on the country's roads every day. That's according to the Road Accident Fund. It believes road users are not doing enough to avoid deadly crashes. Newswatch's Celu Musa Zulu reports.
According to the Road Accident Fund, a total of 1,288 children die on the country's roads every year. It says over the past 4 years, 60% of the children who were killed in road crashes were pedestrians. The use of cell phones, eating while driving, and crossing over solid lines have been singled out as one of the most common causes of deadly crashes. The RAF has called on all road users to do more to save young lives. Celu Musa Zulu, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
South Africans are leading global trends in 2025, according to a survey. The Ipsos Global Trends study found that 92% of South Africans are prioritizing physical and mental well-being, surpassing global health averages. Nearly half of South Africans surveyed said they aspire to live to 100. Ipsos says the health trends in our country show optimism and long-term commitment. It says businesses must empower this health-conscious population with transparency and choice. And a British sailor is missing in the Bay of Biscay. A damaged yacht was discovered by a French Air Force helicopter with no sign of the 73-year-old man. He'd set off a distress beacon on Saturday. The search has since been suspended. The north of Spain and western France are experiencing heavy rain and wind from Storm Herminia. The top story, the police minister says police service continues to be the shield between law-abiding citizens and criminals, as well as other lawbreakers. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.